there's this argument boiling over jerk statues and whether jerk statues should remain up. We'll get to that in a second because it jogged us because Paul Dwayne, the cross-dressing Mormon anarchist, who is a very thoughtful and bright man who just happens to dress like Melanie Griffith from Working Girl.
And he looks damn good doing it.
He submitted this. This is his take on the new Nazis.
Hey, I'm Paul Dwayne, the cross-dressing Mormon anarchist. Look, I love torch-bearing mobs as much as the next anarchist, but there's a more pressing question than the fate of the General Lee statue. Why aren't these guys with the torches at home eating dinner and getting laid? These newbie Nazis evoke visions of terrorist training camps. Scores of angry, desperate young men with nothing to lose, dreaming of 72 virgins. In this case, the Tiki Torch Bros are the 72 virgins. What happened in their lives that makes defending a racist statue so important? Who made them so sad? And what can we do to ensure that they never reproduce? On second thought, maybe we really don't want them at home eating dinner and getting laid. Unless we could turn them gay. Then everyone's happy. Hollywood, I'm looking at you. Let's see more of that hidden gay agenda. Do it for America.
All right. You brought the gay agenda into that. For more Paul Dwayne, at Paul Dwayne.
At Paul Dwayne.
On Twitter. And we saw something on his Facebook page, which is something that then I saw all over CNN, which was kind of an argument of, you know, what do we do about the statues of dudes like Robert E. Lee and whatnot?
Mm-hmm.
Unpopular statues to most people. And then looking at this poll of about 1,200 adults, not white supremacists, and 62% they believe they should remain. 27% they should be removed because they're offensive. 11% unsure. And I know that the breakdown on similar kind of polls about whether to remove the Confederate flag or not is like flipped. Like 62% say, take it down. 27% say, it's history, let it remain. 11% are unsure. I don't know why that flags and schools that are named after douches seem worse to me than statues, maybe because those seem like an honor or an endorsement
mm-hmm.
of said douche.
Mm-hmm.
But people are trying to change the name. If you're going to a school named Robert E. Lee Jr. or high school or elementary school, the Robert Lee preschool, though, gets really good reviews. Basically, there is a campaign
for it to change.
Mm-hmm. But the statues, somehow people feel differently. I'm not sure why, and I'm not sure why I feel a little bit differently about it.
Maybe because it's a more permanent thing. Could that make sense? Like waving a flag every day? No, because waving a flag every day is, like you said, more of an endorsement for something. You know, naming a school, a place where it's supposed to be safe and a place where your kids can learn.
No, the permanency would be a mark against it. Against the statue for me, but it feels like a historical marker.
Hmm, yeah,
it feels like it's not a pro or a con, but this happened, and we're remembering that this happened.
Right.
But on the other side, and I think this is a stronger emotional part for me. Like if it attracts Nazis,
yeah,
I think I'd like it taken down.
Yeah,
like there's nothing inherently wrong with standing water.
Mm-hmm.
But if you leave it there too long, it attracts mosquitoes, and those mosquitoes might give you West Nile virus, and mm-hmm. that's why you dump standing water all the time.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So
that's a good point.
That is my general, like, if it didn't attract Nazis...
Right, then you would have...
I say, okay, as long as this is an endorsement for this person's, how they lived their life and what they stood for,
mm-hmm.
but the fact they existed and maybe it's a lesson,
mm-hmm.
okay, I'm all right with it.
Yeah.
But now I don't want Nazis flocking around my favorite park just because there's a statue there.
Right.
So maybe we should get rid of it.
Well, that's the thing is, you know, I think I'll probably fall into the unsure category because, you know, to me, it is a piece of history. But at the same time, if it's upsetting people, I don't want people to be upset, obviously. But if it's going to upset the historians for it or people who like history for it to be taken down, well, then you're upsetting those people. If you're upsetting people, you know, that feel like. But then again, if it's going to feel racially charged and offend somebody, then I say just get rid of it. But I think I'm still kind of trying to decide.